Hey guys, it's Damien from Marketing Food Online. I hope you guys are having a great day. So in this video, I'm going to show you what I call the $35 gold mine, and it's going to show you specifically how to sell keto related food products, which is a huge fad right now. And it's a trend that's actually growing in popularity under ridiculous amounts. And I'm going to prove it to you. And I'm also going to show you how if you literally source these things from Walmart.com, you do not have to have an inventory of them. And I'm going to explain how that works. And it's not drop shipping. This is not a video about drop shipping. So please, if you're looking for drop shipping videos, there are many of them on YouTube. This is not one of them. So what do I mean by the $35 gold mine and why am I sourcing it from Walmart? Well, let me explain a few aspects of this type of a business, which can be quite profitable and would allow you to literally order it as needed. Okay. So number one, in order for you to do this, you need to start selling these products either on eBay, and in some cases, you could even get away with creating your own website. You could do it either on Shopify, you could do it on Weebly, whichever one that you're comfortable with. But creating a website and utilizing these keto products, but selling them in grouped bundles. Now, I've done quite a few videos about bundling and how I've actually made money with bundling. Mostly a lot of the food products that we make, we bundle them to allow us to make a larger transaction per customer, and as well as get a lot more of our product in the customer's hands, hopefully for them to share with either friends and family and such, and allow our brand to grow by bundling. But I'm going to explain why is it keto? Why specifically this? I'm going to do three different videos on three different types of food trends and food diet foods that you can actually sell that are hugely popular. Before I delve into exactly how I do this, let me prove this to you. So if you go over to Google Keyword Planning Tool, this is provided by Google. If you're not familiar with it, it is actually a software that allows you to check the amount of searches that are done through Google on a specific type of word phrase or word. So for instance, this is the keyword idea. I typed in keto diet, okay? Now I wanted to see how many times every month on average do people go to Google and look for keto related products or diets or recipes. Now what you'll notice here, down through here, these are the average numbers of these search phrases, okay? So these phrases are looked at, let's say right at the top here, keto. If you go to Google, type that in, there's 246,000 people a month typing that in. If you're looking for something that's more related, keto diet plan, there's 9,400. Ketosis is 165,000. And basically it goes on from there. Okay. So if you scroll down, there's actually 749 words. I'm not going to go through those words, but just to give you an idea, you go on and on, and it's crazy the amount of searches for keto-related foods. Now that I've proven to you that this is a hugely popular type of food trend and food diet and food lifestyle, let's go back to Walmart. So why did I call it a $35 gold mine? In order for you to get free shipping on Walmart.com, you have to purchase $35 or more, right? So the idea is this. Is that when you begin to bundle these assorted keto products, now there's a ton of different keto foods, keto shop you can check out. As you scroll down to these keto related products, you can begin to create listings on your website or sell these on eBay or whichever platform you want to be on and bundling them together. Okay, so you're creating a value for the customer. You're creating a quicker shopping period, because if I was into keto, the keto diet itself, which I'm not actually, but if you're into the keto diet itself and I wanted to get three bags of this and I love this coconut almond butter and I wanted to get three of those. So I bundled six of these products together, and then based on what it's costing me, I create my retail price, which is normally I try to do a 2.0 or 2.5 times, multiply it by 2 or 2.5 times. Okay. So that'll give me a margin. Okay, why do I say $35? Because again, you get it for free, this free shipping. But in order for you to do this on Walmart.com and get it sourced through Walmart, not this here is a third-party seller. This is someone who is selling on Walmart.com. It is not a Walmart.com two-day free shipping product. You have to go over here, and I'll show you how to do this, and you want to basically look at all two-day shipping products. These are going to be the products that Walmart itself is going to ship to you. You're going to get free shipping and you get it in 2 days. Okay. Now, really quick side note, when you create a listing and you want to give your customer a turnaround time, you create the product and you say the shipping is 3 to 5 business days. That's perfect enough time. It's plenty of time for you to place an order for a product to get it in 2 days. What do I mean? Okay, so let's say we sold 5 of these in a bundle pack, 5 boxes, and 5 of them are costing about $35 to $40. Okay, we're going to tack on $15 for ourselves. So you've got $55 price point. You can get 5 boxes. And what you're going to do is you get an order on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. So once you get the order, it's been processed, and now you have it sold on your website. You go over here, and you're going to add this to your cart, and you're going to buy 5 of them. That's going to give you the $35 minimum, so you're going to get free shipping. And of course, keep in mind, you need to add on a shipping fee. There's a couple different ways to do this. A shipping fee for your customers. So when the customer buys the product from you, they pay a shipping. Now, you can quote unquote give them free shipping and simply work that shipping rate into the total amount, okay? Or you can charge them just a flat fee. You can do a flat fee of $9.99 for any size order. Okay. Remember, you're getting it free shipped to you, so you're not being charged that. So within your markup and your margin, you're going to have that profit plus the additional shipping that you would need. So as you go through here, all of these are keto-related type of items. You can begin to start going crazy with your imagination, come up with all kinds of ways that you can box these together. Pink salmon, you can do a 5-pack, 12-pack, or 10-pack of those. The different nuts, if you got these different bars, you can buy a case of each and sell 2 cases of each of these together, and so on and so on. Of course, they have thousands of products. I'm not going to go through every single product, but I wanted to introduce you to the simple concept. It's the idea of how this works, and it's not some scammy thing. It's not something, it's literally a business. You can buy these products and flip them and you sell them, but you don't have to inventory them. You don't have to have them on hand. You can get them to you in 2 days and turn around and ship them to your customer. I don't say drop shipping because here's how drop shipping works. If I wanted to drop ship through Walmart and use it as a source, if I were to buy this and simply ship it to a customer, it's going to show up in a Walmart box. You're not making money on your website where you're actually having the customer come to your website. You want them to think that you're the source of the product. You're the one that's getting the product and getting it shipped to you. Okay. And then from there, you turn around, put it in a box, and you can put your information, your website, and hey, we got a discount coming up. Give them a flyer, give them a discount code, something like that to get them to come back to your site because you want to have the margin. Now, one question you're probably thinking is, why in the world would somebody come to my website or buy 10 boxes when they can come to Walmart.com? Well, guess what? Believe it or not, Walmart is a gigantic online retailer and a brick and mortar retailer. That's true. But not everybody shops Walmart, okay? No, they don't. And if you are going to create a website, and let's just say you create a website on Shopify, and you begin to sell your products, you can use Shopify and create fantastic ad campaigns through Facebook, social media campaigns where you can promote your website, get people to come to your website, not Walmart, not Amazon, or not Etsy, just come to your website. Okay, so you can literally build an inventory or a catalog around keto products. You can build a Shopify store about, you know, the bundled keto box or something like that, .com. So you have the ability to create a website specifically to this niche, okay? Like I said, I'm going to do three of these videos. This is going to be the first one. There's 2 other types of foods I wanted to talk about. So in essence, you're going to bundle these things. You're going to get your price point, your transactions above that $35 price point. So when your customer purchases products from you, they're going to get a value. They're going to get a bunch of products together bundled, right? You're going to make a margin. You're going to get free shipping from Walmart to you, okay? And each individual transaction obviously is going to be more than $35. So that's a very high ticketed item. Like right now, our average product sale on all throughout every set platform that we're on right now is actually $20 to $21. That's the average. So that means our average customer spends $20 to $21 with us. That's with us. So this concept is going to be well above $35. And if people want to get these items and they want to bundle, like right here is a perfect example. What if you put one of each of these boxes right here together and you had a 5-pack of keto bars, right? And these are the 5 you buy. You add up, what is it costing you? That's obviously going to meet, you're going to meet $35 with that. And then from there, you tack on a $15 margin for yourself. And so you've meet your $35 minimum and bam, you're done. And again, you could go through here, you could pair up anything you want. It's up to you. create your listing, create your products, create your Shopify store or whatever it may be, and then you're good to go. You can build a website around this specific niche because, I mean, this goes on and on and on. I mean, this, and there's pages and pages. So the bottom line is just the concept. I wanted to just introduce this to you, okay? And you can do this with anything, actually anything from Walmart. You'd be shocked at how much stuff we actually source and we resell. We get directly from Walmart and you just simply resell it, okay? And again, the idea is to not just resell it. The idea is to bundle it, get creative, make it more appealing for the customer to pick up the product. So it's like a gold mine. It's the $35 gold mine. Source it from Walmart. You get it in 2 days. You ship it to your customers. You promote your product. You promote your website, you know, and then give them coupon codes and discounts to get them to come back. So really quick, okay, I thought I'd introduce you guys to this concept. This is another great idea. And again, having multiple sources, this is something that I've learned and I've taught myself over the years. We now have 13 sources of income, 13 different ways that we make money, okay? And again, I don't say this, I'm not tooting my horn. I'm just telling you that you guys can do this too. It's totally doable. If you're willing to dedicate the time to it and just put the time into it, you can definitely do this. You know, if you're living paycheck to paycheck, like I did the same thing, my wife and I, we just lived off of a paycheck. We worked at a retailer. We had just one source of income. When we were both let go in 2008, we were both let go at the same time. We didn't have any other sources. And I didn't understand. I never knew about these multiple sources of income. So now I've spent the last nearly decade, about 11 years, a little bit over 11 years, building up what we have now. I don't rely on just one source, not in a million years. And we're always looking for new ways, creative ways to build other sources. So this is something you can do. And you guys don't have to make this stuff, by the way. And you don't have to inventory it. You don't have to go out and buy 100 cases of this. Just buy it as you need it. Flip it and sell it. You make your margin and you move on. It's not drop shipping. It's nothing shady or anything. You're simply buying a product, you're making a margin, and you resell it. That's it. So if this was helpful, as always, guys, do give me a big thumbs up. I appreciate you guys watching the video. And as always, if you're not a subscriber, hit that subscriber button. I show you all kinds of ways to create food businesses from scratch, or create a food product and get it into retail stores, or just sell locally. So we'll see you guys on the next video.